Well, hello, Abir.
Hi.
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to record this session for assessment purposes.
Of course, you're welcome.
Thank you. So, how are you today?
Good, good.
How was your day so far?
It was good. A family day.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, look, there's a great smile on your face spending it with the family.
Huh? Yeah, definitely. It's always about the quality time with kids and with my husband. So, It was very good.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. It's nice to see you coming cheerful to the session.
Thank you.
Great. So what would you like to put on the table that would be an added value for you today?
Well, I have a big decision to take. So that might shift my life, my kids' life, my husband's life. And I really don't know how to take this decision. It's a heavy one. And all the future will have a different direction once taken.
Well, I can notice how heavy this matter is on you as I see that smile disappeared from your face.
Yeah, it's hectic. It's a burden, in fact.
So, tell me more about this big decision.
Well, many years ago, we took the land. We made the landing at Canada, Montreal, and we took the PR, permanent residency, and 3 years ago, in fact. Almost 3 years, and within 5 years we have to live there for 2 years in order to renew the PR, or to live around 3 to 4 years to take the passport. And right now we live in our country, which is Lebanon, and in this country, in fact, there is always no stability since ever. And nowadays the situation is very hard on the country on all levels, and at the same time the deadline is knocking to take the decision either to go there or to stay in our country, since I still have only around 2 years and a half that I have to spend minimum 2 years there in Canada to take to renew the permit. So either now or never. Either now I take the decision in order to go there in during summer and to start living there, or I have to cancel it.
Well, thank you for sharing all of these details regarding that big decision. I understand this might be challenging for you. So what is it about this decision that you are not knowing how to handle?
In fact, I'm afraid from many things. First, the detachment from the country, the detachment of our environment, mine, the kids' one, the detachment of the family, which is my parents, in fact. I can handle being apart from my sister and brother, but my mom and dad, it's somehow difficult. And from my environment, i.e. my job, my friends, for the kids, their environment, their schools, their friends, and they are really in good terms with their friends right now. So I'm afraid to shift their lives and to turn it bad in a way. I'm afraid that I'll be apart alone there, so everything is different. It's always a big fear to be in, to go somewhere that you don't know the details of it. And here you can, I know the details of the streets, of how to handle everything. There it's anonymous, I know nothing about it. And I'm afraid that my relation with my husband will be shaky a little bit because we'll be apart as well. And I know that I'm strong. I can manage some things. But in fact, in this decision, there's many things, many new things to handle. Emotional, kids, relations, job, future. And it's really hectic. And I don't know which decision to take that will be good for my kids first and for my relationship as well.
Well, I can notice that your breathing is getting heavier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, right now I'm very happy in my life. I'm happy with my kids. I'm happy to see them happy. So I'm afraid if I take the decision to move, mm-hmm. to turn everything's up and down.
Mm-hmm. I heard you say, I know I'm strong.
Mm.
Better yet, you said, I'm afraid, yeah. more than 5 times.
Yeah.
What's making a strong person afraid?
Well, after all, we are human beings. Yani, I'm now 41 years old. I passed through many things, through many challenges, and I did well so far. That's why I'm saying I'm strong. For a period of time, I was with the kids alone, and I think that I did well as well. But I think that this decision, because it involves a life of many persons and a future, that's why even a strong person will fear it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, in relation to this big decision, which, as I hear, has an impact, an emotional impact,
mm-hmm.
An impact on the kids, your relationship, and the future. What would you like to have by the end of this session together?
Well, better insights so I can take the good decision, maybe. To be more grounded while taking the decision.
And when you say better insights, what do you mean by better insights?
Well, in fact, I know somehow the pros and cons of each decision. But I need it to be more clarified.
So you need more clarity on what you already know about those pros and cons.
Yeah.
And this clarity would enable you to take such a decision.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what would success in today's conversation be for you?
Well, to feel less anxious at the end of the session and more clear about what I have on the table so I can take the decision.
So, being less anxious would give you an indication that you are having more clarity about your decision.
Yes.
Mm. I'm wondering, how would you be when you are less anxious?
I'll be calmer. I will be more objective. I will put apart emotions, so and be more logical to take the decision.
So being less anxious would enable you to separate the emotions from your thinking process.
Yes.
And if you were able to separate that emotional impact from your logical process, what would that enable you to do in relation to your decision? To that big decision?
It will enable me to be more clear that the decision that I will make is the good one for the future of my family.
What's behind this sigh?
Well, I'm telling you, and it's not easy. Yani, even thinking about being logical and taking the decision, it's also, it includes also a big part of fear. I don't know. Yani, as if fear is surrounding even my logical thinking.
So how does that fear, as I watch your hand going in circles, how does that fear looks like surrounding all of these aspects?
As when you go, when you see on the films a black shadow, the black shadow hickey is coming and coming in the movies, in the ghost movies. Like hickey, the black shadow of a ghost coming and might take my family or not. Hickey, this is the fear that I'm feeling. And taking my, as if it's taking my life. And when I'm in the house looking at kids, looking to my house, looking to my... to my being, and I'm changing my being even, so it's not easy. Sometimes my heartbeats will keep on increasing, accelerating while thinking about it.
Well, I sense there is something here. I would like to check in with you if it's if it's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
As you share with me that fear and the description like in the movies, you are smiling. At the sense there's some sadness in your tone and in your eyes. So I would like to check in with you if there is anything worth checking in here.
Well, just when I imagine the shift, or I imagine myself there, sometimes I can see that, okay, I visualize success there, and I know there is life, there is, we can do it. But at the same time, I feel, no, I'll be alone. There's sadness, there's some breaks in my relation. I'll be far from, as if from life, because my life is here in my country, in fact. This is the sadness. I'm afraid to lose things that I have more than adding a value to my life while going there.
Abir, I would like to ask you, if you were able to face that fear, who would you be?
If the fear is this ghost, I don't remember the name of another film also, who the they shoot the ghost, they in a machine, a big machine, they just drag the ghost into this machine, so they kill it.
The Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. I think I might be in a fun way this girl, who will take those codes and plug it into this machine, so I will remove it and get rid of it.
Great. So, where would you like us to start in having that better insight and clarity, so that you are less anxious about your decision? Where would you like us to start?
Well, maybe by checking the positivity of each decision, maybe. Just to think positive just right now, to see where the positivity in staying, where the positivity of going there, maybe.
Well, to see if I understood you correct, you would like us to start with the, or you'd like us to explore the positive aspect of your question, of your big decision?
Yeah, yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Great. So, what positive aspects you think of when you start looking at this decision?
Well, I can see only the added value of a foreign passport, because in our country some of our rights are not even respected. So I can have this added value for me and for the kids and my husband. In order for them, for their future, not to rely on only one country, and they can go wherever they want and have the human rights that they deserve. Second, I might enhance my learning, because I will have the opportunity there in, to enter, to get higher educational level. That will help me maybe to open new scopes for me in the future. In fact, this is the only positive thing that I can think about it there for traveling there. And of course, get exposed to different cultures for me and for the kids as well. It's an adventure after all. It's to have different cultures exposed to. It's an added value for their personalities.
And how does this make you feel when you think of the positive aspects?
Well, it's really logical, and it's really, it's very important nowadays. I know that it will help my kids a lot, although they are rejecting even the idea. But I can see that if within 3-4 years they can take this nationality, the Canadian one, I mean, that it will open new opportunities for them. They will have new opportunities in their future. Many doors will be open for them.
As I hear you speaking about the positive aspects, I can see that your tone of voice is becoming
like I felt that so, felt that so, because it's wise to think in that way, Yani. I know that, and I preach my friends who has the opportunity also to do this, because I know it will be very beneficial for them, Yani. But once it comes to me, when it touches your own family, it becomes difficult. But I know, it will be an added value. And I know that time will pass, and now years are passing very fast, and we can make it. And after 4 or 5 years, we'll say, oh God, yalla, thank God, we made it. And we, at any time, we can come back to our country after all. But going through it, I need to feel the support that depression won't be there, that my relationship will stay as it is, and that my kids' emotions won't be hurt.
Well, I have to acknowledge you for your that deep care towards the future of your family and your relationship and the future of your kids. I really admire that.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you need support to ensure that all of these areas are covered over there.
Yeah.
What kind of support do you require?
Well, tangible support would be my husband's support. Another support, I cannot guess it from now because I have to be there to see which support will help me there, will pull me all the time to be positive there while I'm there. But right now I can only think about support from me towards my kids, from my kids towards me, from me towards my husband towards me, and it's a mutual support within the family by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yani if we can think that as a family, as a whole family, we have this objective and we act as one, maybe this will let me feel at ease, because my kids are not that much young right now. Yani. So I don't want them to handle a burden. Mm-hmm. But if I can feel that they are a little bit supportive and responsible with me while taking this decision, and we take it as a family, I think this will help me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we're almost in the mid of our session, and I would like to check in with you.
Yeah.
How are you feeling we are heading towards your goal of having more clarity and being less anxious?
Well, in fact, I'm much less anxious now while talking about it. Yani, I can feel myself calmer. And yeah, it's much more clear.
Mm.
Yani, I didn't think about having this mutual support within the family before. This is the first time it crossed my mind, you know, it might help.
Mm-hmm. What else is showing up on?
That although I'm known to be a little bit selfish, but at this moment I feel that I don't want anything to harm my family before me by taking this decision. And they are before me at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the smile behind the selfish side. but it's so great to see you, how you care for your family, and you're putting your family in front in such a big decision. So, working on the support system would enable you to, or looks like it's a step forward in order for you to be able to take such a decision.
Yes, of course.
What else would you like us to explore from here?
Maybe how to establish the support.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to explore and how to establish the support?
Maybe the way, because in fact, as I said, no, I'm the parent. So I have to set up the support.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a support, in fact, from all members, the young and the parent. I don't know how to start with it. I don't know how to put it. Maybe to have to prepare a setting whereby we can sit all together and we talk about it. And to involve, I don't know if it's good to involve kids in it. Maybe I should talk first with my husband more deeply about the decision. Then maybe once we see that it's heading to this shift, then we open the subject with the kids so we can sit all together and start committing to this decision all together and prepare for it.
As you are imagining sitting with your husband and then sitting with the kids discussing this decision,
yeah,
I'm wondering what are you feeling, what are you experiencing when you are imagining sitting with your husband and sitting with the kids discussing about it.
It's also a burden. In fact, it's also something heavy to talk about seriously and to sit all together and to talk about any. And usually we sit all together just to have fun or just to preach about something. We never sat together to have something serious as this decision. And nowadays we are talking about the future of my eldest because she's almost within 3 years she will enter university. So just now we're starting talking about something serious, more serious. But not that much, not at this level.
Mm-hmm. And when you say it feels heavy, how heavy is this heavy?
It's big time heavy. It's a big time heavy, yeah.
What needs to shift in you or change in you so that you can uplift this heavy feeling?
To dominate the fear, maybe, the fear that I have inside. To dominate the fear and to think in the positivity of this decision so I can take it.
So if we are to call this fear now and put it in front of you.
Yeah.
What would you do, being the strong person as you said you are? What would you do to dominate that fear?
I will put him in chains and tell him, sit apart so I can clarify my head.
You took me back to Ghostbusters. Yeah. Just putting chains on ghosts.
Again.
So
I can just take the decision. I feel the fear. I can see it. As I told you, a black spot. I just want to remove it aside, then everything will be white and clear.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel as you move this black
spot
with your hands now as you are moving?
Yeah,
it?
I feel that I'm removing.
How does this feel?
It's very good. It's relaxing. I can feel myself lighter.
Abir, I'd like to check in with you. As you feel now lighter after shifting the sphere aside, what do you see possible for you in relation to sitting with the family and dealing with this decision?
Well, everything is possible, Yani. I can do it. It's possible. I just need to focus on introducing the subject, and we just sit and settle it.
What's behind the smile?
Behind the smile, that I think I can imagine while sitting with them, their reaction. Each girl will say yes, no, I don't want even, and I have to remove my no. If I will depend on my emotions, I will say okay, خلاص يلا drop it. We won't do it. Decision is taken. We won't go. But I have to be really emotionless and very logical, so I can put them the pros and cons of going or not going in order to take the decision with them. But the fact is I cannot confirm for my girls that there is the spring and there they will have the same life that they are having now. I will let them live this fear as well till we go there. And if they will ask me, okay, there will have a friend, okay, there will have our activities, our friends, our style of life, I cannot confirm it from now. So I have to believe, to really think how to say things for them. And I cannot promise things that they won't get there because they will be depressed.
I have a sense, and I might be wrong, I need to check in with you. I have a sense, as you mentioned, I need to confirm for my kids that the stability is the main drive behind things. I don't know, it just appeared to me, the word stability as well. So I don't know if it's worth checking in with you on this.
No, in fact, it's right, because stability, it includes stability in the relation with their friends, stability in having the same level of life that they are living right now. They are having the same entertainment that they are having now. This is stability for them as kids. They are having the same level of education that they are having now, same exposure, or maybe, it should be same or better. If they will go, it will be worse at that moment, they will be depressed there. And I cannot guarantee that they will have directly new friends or whatever.
And how would that make you feel if you were able to bring them that stability?
No, if I will make sure that the stability will be there for my kids and for me as relation with my husband, definitely I will go. Definitely I will feel at ease to take the decision, I mean.
And I'm wondering what would bring you the sense of stability to transform it to your kids in either option you take in this decision?
Stability is it's when you know by fact that they will be fine there. This is stability for me, that I'll be sure that my kids will be fine there.
And what would make you sure?
Unless I go and experience it, I cannot be sure that much. بس I can take the recommendation of my friends who were there before me, that after 4 years they got the passport, their kids had the friends there, they had activities, and now they even shifted to another country, a European country. But still, I'm afraid maybe the style of my kids will be different than the style of their kids. But in fact, taking advice from other friends who were there before me, it's helping me.
So, what else would help you to have more surety? After you ask other friends, what else can serve you to get this assurance?
Maybe to visit another time the country before we take the decision that we will stay there forever, no, for the couple of years that will come. To see it again, maybe it will let me feel at ease, more at ease and more clear about where to be, which school, which environment to put the kids in, to search better, yani more closely before going there.
So asking friends and visiting the country again. What else? Yes.
What else? I don't know if maybe involving the kids with me to search more about the activities they like that they will see there, they can have it there. My eldest can Google with me where the activities that they will like more. We can go through the schools together to check them online with my kids, to see the activities they have, what kind of schools. Maybe it will cheer them up and it will be much easier to take the decision.
Well, I sense as you are mentioning those options to me, to bring you that assurance,
yeah.
I sense that your tone of voice is becoming more solid.
Yes, yeah. Yani I can see that there is many options that will support the support system, so we can take the decision.
So, what are you noticing about yourself now as you are going through those options?
That we can start, you know, we can start the first step towards taking the decision. We can start by what I mentioned. Why not? We can start with it. I think once starting with it, decision will be easier to be taken.
Well, Abir, at this point, I would like to check in with you. What are you noticing about yourself now?
That my thinking now is more systematic. I think it's more clear. Okay, I think that once we're done, I will go. I will start with my with my husband. And, okay, I have to do this. Let's start with them so we can take the decision.
I can see that you're starting translating that learning into action.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. In fact, yes, I'm putting hickey, the steps how to do it in my head right now.
So, what might support you to proceed with this action?
Well, I have right now, I can feel they have the boost inside to start it. So I know myself, I have to start with it immediately so I can keep up with this feeling. So I think myself, my commitment to this feeling that I have right now will allow me to start it.
And Who might support you other than yourself?
No one but my husband. In fact, he's the only one who can support me in everything.
Mm.
That's why the first thing that I will do, that I will share with him our discussion and my new learning and the steps that I am just thinking about right now.
I was going to ask you, what would you ask of your husband? But you already seems to have this figured. Well, you mentioned your commitment and to maintain that commitment. What might come up your way that might stop you from taking this action directly?
Well, in fact, no, I have to start with this action because a decision should be taken.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no way but to start those steps in order to know if I will take the decision to stay or to go. So I think time is pushing, yani time is there, yani at the door. I have to start.
Mm-hmm.
But now at least I can know how to start.
Well, I like this energy, like that commitment is, yeah. is high, that there is that drive. Great,
yes.
great. I'm wondering where else in your life can you use that drive to make you face the fears and be less anxious?
Where I can use it? Well, in fact, I used to use this drive while I'm facing new challenges. But this is a challenge because it was big, that much big. It was, I couldn't see that I can use the same support system that I have within myself in order to overcome it. But now I can see that I also on this matter, I can do it.
Great, great. So looking back to where we started, and mm-hmm. towards your goal in having more clarity and being less anxious.
Yeah.
And as we have arrived to towards the end of our session, what do you see we have accomplished of that goal?
Well, first of all, I can see that still my black ghost chained, still there. I don't feel him right now surrounding me. That's a big step. I can feel that, and maybe that's why I feel that emotion, positive ones, to start heading to my goal, to take the decision.
Mm-hmm. So you feel your goal of the session has been achieved?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. By only removing this black spot, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are you learning about yourself in this session?
I'm learning that I'm strong. I'm still there. I'm strong. I can do it. I can take a decision. I can clarify my head, but I need to focus so I can clarify more my way of thinking.
Great, great. So, Abir, I would like to check in with you. Is there anything else you would like us to explore before we end our session for today?
For this session, in fact, thank you so much. I really appreciate that you put me in this situation, this emotional level.
Great. Great. And how would you like us to end our session?
Well, maybe if I can talk again after I take the decision, so I can inform you which decision I've took. Just take it to ensure again. Maybe we do another session to ensure that my decision was right.
Well, I would be glad to be your support to schedule another session. So I would stop the recording if you don't mind, and we'll schedule another session for next week.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you, Abir.